Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming into Ritter Arena tonight, riding a three-game win streak. How much is that confidence going to help going against this Gopher squad?
Certainly, Kelly, any little bit of extra confidence coming in here is always going to help you. So hopefully they're feeling good about their game. They should, because they had coming off a really good weekend. I've had a good week of practice, so we know that we're facing a tremendous challenge. But you know what, we get to play. We're anticipating the opportunity to play this game, and I know the group's is going to be ready to go when that puck drops.
You got a lot of firsts last weekend. Got to see some of your freshmen finally get some scoring. Adriana get her first career goal. You've got Kayla Santel finally getting the puck in the net, and it seems like she's already scored a few times before that. And then, of course, your senior, Claudia Verkirky. What does it mean to your team when you get those firsts?
Well, it's always a special occasion for a player to get their first goal. And Claudia's case, we talked about it on Tuesday, just how special it was for her to be a senior. You're down to your last 10, 12 games, and you still haven't scored. And she's been really good about it. She certainly hasn't been. She's not someone who's going to talk about it, but you can just tell the relief, that on her face, and just again, just her teammates' reaction was the coolest thing about it. So that was just a special goal. So obviously, something she'll always remember. And same with Adriana. You know, it doesn't matter whenever you score your first goal. It's you're always going to remember it.
Well, and I know for Claudia, she isn't a scorer here in college, but she's definitely been a leader for your team. Talk about what kind of leadership she brings.
Yeah, a tremendous leader. You know, she's just a tremendous person, first and foremost, and that's where it all stems from. You know, she's a very genuine, caring person. She's just a nice person, you know, and her teammates gravitate to her. It doesn't matter if you're a fifth year older than her, or you're a first year. Claudia's she's someone you can go to and talk to about anything, whether it's hockey or school or personal. And yeah, so her leadership, along with Kerrigan and Kate and all the upperclassmen, has been outstanding this year. But she's the one with the C on it. There's responsibility that comes with it. I'm not going to say it's a stressful position, but it's not always easy. I mean, there's situations that come up. You're dealing with 27 other women, and that things come up, and you're the one that has to rectify it and help out and try to put people in the right spot, and can be a challenge at times. But again, just because of the person she is, she does it very, very well.
On to tonight's battle between the Beavers and the Gophers. Obviously, these two teams met earlier this season. Way different teams right now. What have you seen in film of that kind of strikes you as one of the Gophers' strengths coming into the weekend?
Well, a tremendously talented team, Kelly. We know that. I think Heisey's having an unbelievable year. Just a very dynamic player with tremendous speed and skill, and she's a threat whenever she's on the ice, and it's really, really important that for our group to know when she's on the ice. Try to take away her time and space. Try to slow her down if you can. But they've just got a good, solid team. Obviously, her line is doing very well with Breen, but they've got depth. They've added some transfers. They've got some really, really good freshmen. And they're playing very well right now. They're coming off back-to-back weekends against Wisconsin and Ohio State, where they swept Wisconsin here. They took 4 out of 6 points from Ohio State at Ohio State. They vaulted themselves to number one in the country in the coaches' polls, first place in the league. So playing very, very good hockey. So, we know it's a tremendous challenge. But we're just going to go out and play our game, Kelly. We got to go out, work hard, battle, compete, and play with a lot of grit.
You're also going to be facing one of your former players, Lauren Bench. She'll make her 100th career start. I think most of those career starts came as a Beaver. Now she's playing for the Gophers, so it's going to be like facing her.
Well, we've faced her a couple times now since she made the move, and credit to her again to be able to strap them on and start 100 times in this league. It's a challenging league, but she's certainly proved that she's capable of handling it. She can be a very, very good goaltender. Obviously, she's got tremendous size, and she's got great feet. So, we've, like I said, in the times before, our players, they get up to and look forward to the opportunity to score on her. So we'll see how we do tonight.
What's it going to take to win?
Oh, I kind of mentioned it earlier. We just got to come out and play hard. We got to outwork them, Kelly, as best we can, and again, we need to play with grit. We talk all the time about managing the puck. Obviously, against a team like this, you got to manage the puck. You got to take care of it. But we want to play to our identity. You know, we get the puck in the offensive zone. We want to possess it. We want to get all five players involved. And again, we got to slow them up in the neutral zone best we can. And in our zone, we got to be good. We've got to close quick. We got to get stops and get in shot lanes, stick on puck, all the things we talk about all the time. But to me, it's going to come down to every shift we want to. Our goal is to outwork them. And if we can do that, that's going to really help us, in our ultimate goal, winning the hockey game.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.